We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Optimistic viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyongan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ghana distributes 60,000 laptops to children. In cultural news, Austria's National Day is celebrated. In sustainable living news, a United Kingdom university offers earth-friendly accommodation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 26th, is the birthday of the President of Bolivia, His Excellency Juan Evo Morales Aymar, born in Isellave, Bolivia in 1959. Bolivia's first indigenous president, His Excellency is dedicated to ensuring the rights of all the country's people and has worked to improve social programs in the nation. Moreover, President Morales continues to be an outspoken advocate of halting climate change. His Excellency also promotes animal welfare. President Morales was co-recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai for Bolivia being the world's first country to ban wild and domestic animals in traveling circuses. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Juan Evo Morales Aymar, for your dedication to the betterment of Bolivia and the world. May you celebrate a blessed birthday in the company of loved ones. Today is also the beginning of Diwali, or Festival of Lights. It is a joyous five-day event celebrated in South Asia by people of the Hindu, Jain and Sikh faiths. Diwali honors the triumph of goodness and the victory of light over darkness. Hence, homes are brightened with diyas or oil lamps, candles and colorful lights. In addition, fragrant flowers and vibrant rangolis or geometric designs made from powder decorate entrances. Gift giving to neighbors and loved ones is also customary. May all our Hindu, Jain and Sikh brothers and sisters have an illuminating Diwali filled with heaven's grace.
Fly-in news. Storms inundate UK and Ireland. Parts of southwest England, Wales, Northern Ireland, and Ireland were flooded on Monday, October 24th, after torrential rains and strong winds swept across the region. One off-duty Irish police officer was reported missing in County Wicklow, where a nearby river overflowed its banks. The Dublin City Council also activated its major emergency plan, as roads, homes, and the main Dundrum shopping center were submerged. Meanwhile, the UK's Environment Agency issued over 20 flood alerts for rivers and coastal areas, advising residents to divert floodwaters with sandbags.
In England's Cornwall, which received nearly a month's rainfall in one day, a 13-year-old girl who went missing was later found by a team of 80 rescuers and was treated for head injuries due to a fall. Meanwhile, the Highways and Environment Services Department responded to over 300 calls in a several-hour period regarding weather-related incidents such as flash flooding and downed trees, while firefighters helped pump water from inundated homes and shops.
We are grateful for the efforts of officials and personnel throughout the United Kingdom and Ireland in assisting the storm affected. May humanity's gentler stewardship of the ecosphere help ease such disturbing weather events as these.
Peru and Romania rocked by earthquakes. On Sunday, October 23rd, a tremor measuring 4.3 on the Richter scale was recorded in the southeastern Andes of Peru, 29 kilometers southwest of Huancavelica. The following morning, eastern Romania was shaken by a 4.0 magnitude quake as it struck in the eastern county of Vrancea. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries as a result of the tremors.
While we are relieved to know of the safety of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that such instabilities may soon be a thing of the past through our greater consideration toward all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lúc túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao thân thơ loan tiên thế chìm mau loan. Ra đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông nước túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ dưa đốm màu mắt tròn xoe hạt đầu phong phận mới xin làm sao dao chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm máu loạn ôi con thơ ở lại hôm mẹ đã nắng tan ai thương dùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 455.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
New Jamaican Prime Minister sworn into office. The nation's former education minister, Mr. Andrew Holness, was inaugurated as her ninth Prime Minister in a ceremony on Sunday, October 23, 2011. As the youngest Prime Minister to ever be elected to the office, the 39-year-old Mr. Holness pledged to balance the national budget while upholding values of integrity and transparency in the government. Congratulations, Prime Minister Holness, on your new position. May you be guided with wisdom in your noble service to fellow Jamaican citizens.
U.S. Secretary of State makes four-country tour to support Afghan peace. In visits to the South Central Asian countries of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emphasized diplomacy as she engaged in discussions about ending the conflict in Afghanistan, where U.S. military presence is also being concluded, along with promoting economic stability across the region. During her time in Pakistan, Secretary Clinton encouraged the government toward inviting armed groups along the Afghan border to join peace talks. while acknowledging that the U.S. had reached out to them in such efforts as well. In Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, she promoted an initiative to stimulate trade, as she highlighted Afghanistan's potential to become a crossroads of peaceful commerce for the countries of South Central Asia. Secretary Clinton also called upon Tajik and Uzbek leaders to support democratic principles such as freedom of religion and human rights to benefit fellow citizens' lives.
The changes that I have seen in Afghanistan are very encouraging, but they must be made permanent. And that can only happen if there is a consensus within the country about what kind of future you are seeking.
Your Excellency, we appreciate your efforts of diplomacy to speed advancements of shared understanding and respect among all in the region. Blessed be such endeavors in hastening the day when societies across the globe may coexist in dignity, prosperity, and peace.
Save our planet. United Nations works to address desertification.
I do hope, for the sake of the hundreds of millions of people living in the world's arid and semi-arid regions, as well as in those temperate areas, which I fear will be tomorrow's deserts, that you succeed with your endeavors.
On Saturday, October 22nd, the two-week United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, or UNCCD, concluded in Changwon, South Korea, as over 6,000 delegates, scientists, and other experts discussed ways to reverse desertification, land degradation, and drought, all of which have worsened due to climate change. The UNCCD estimates that 6 million hectares of forests are being destroyed annually, with some 24 million people who have had to leave their homes due to desertification in recent decades. Furthermore, a new United Nations report released during the summit stated that the Millennium Development Goals to reduce poverty cannot be achieved without responding to land degradation of vulnerable drylands, which compose 40% of the world's land area and support 2 billion people.
Land degradation means life degradation.
It has caused a lot of low productivity in our soils. Il faut un temps très long pour pouvoir récupérer ces terres-là.
With a shared goal of achieving zero land degradation by 2030, the meeting highlighted the importance of halting unsustainable land and water use.
If we protect, restore, and manage land and soils, we can tackle many challenges simultaneously.
In order to have food security, we have to work on combating desertification.
With a primary driver of land degradation worldwide being livestock grazing, delicate ecospheres like grasslands are even more susceptible to desertification. Acknowledging this, some delegates advocated for a change in agricultural practices away from meat consumption.
There is no doubt that the livestock industry entails double cost and double pressure to the environment.
Over consumption with meat, it means that you have over livestock production of meat. Then the problem with the livestock, usually they produce a lot of methane, where it will contribute carbon to the atmosphere. So I think I agree if we try to consume more vegetable diet.
It's organic, sustainable use of natural resources is the most important thing for fighting against global warming and all this story of climate change, land degradation.
To help achieve the convention's goals, a first ever set of monitoring tools was presented for use by participating countries, along with the Changwon initiative introduced by hosting nation South Korea to support follow-up work and encourage reforestation efforts worldwide.
It will help set specific goals for combating desertification and pave the way to build partnerships for implementation.
Our sincere thanks, all delegates and experts, for your participation in this conference to address one of the most critical issues facing our fragile planet. May leaders and societies work swiftly to protect our life-giving land by adopting sustainable and restorative organic vegan policies.
Save our planet. In accordance with Germany's plan to shut down all 17 nuclear power plants by 2022, the German Development Bank has announced it will help fund nearly $140 billion in alternative energy investments to assist in achieving the country's goal of 80% sustainable sources by 2050.
Save our planet. As of October 24, 2011, up to 6,000 water birds like mallards and Canadian geese have been found perished along an area of shoreline in eastern Canada's Georgian Bay, also the site of hundreds of fish fatalities in August, with officials saying that botulism poisoning, set off by conditions such as lack of oxygen in the water, may be the cause of this tragic loss.
Warning news. An unusual strain of swine flu, H3N3, containing a gene from the H1N1 virus that caused the 2009 global pandemic, as of October 21, 2011, had infected 5 young children in Pennsylvania and Indiana, USA, after 4 were exposed to livestock pigs at an agricultural fair, and 1 had contact with a person exposed to the pigs.
The Coo, here with my lovely wife, Ju.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We live naturally on a plant-based diet. Here is a tip of the day.
Have you ever thought about placing a water fountain inside or outside your home?
Besides its decorative appearance, the soothing sounds of running water can help relieve stress.
Coming in a variety of sizes, the lovely fountains also function as a natural humidifier, adding moisture to the room.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
Education news. The government of Ghana distributes 60,000 laptops to children as part of the country's basic school computerization project to enhance teaching of information and communications technology and increase computer literacy. The laptops will be given to basic schools around the West African nation. Teacher training programs are also being designed. The plan is a partnership with RLG Communications, a mobile phone and laptop manufacturing company of Ghana. Our earnest gratitude, Government of Ghana and RLG Communications, for your commitment to improving the education of youth. May all young people benefit from advancements such as these to help make the world a more vibrant and harmonious place.
In cultural news, today is Austria's National Day, commemorating its declaration of perpetual neutrality in 1955. This scenic mountainous nation, north of Italy and Slovenia, is known for its rich contributions to music. It is the birthplace of several eminent composers, such as Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Joseph Haydn and Franz Schubert. The historic centers of the country's famous cities of Salzburg and Vienna are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites and are recognized for their outstanding architecture. In addition, Austria is home to the world's first Loving Hut hotel and vegan restaurant in the popular Lake Kloppein Resort. Loving Hut is a family of international eateries encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's noble vision of making available, delectable and affordable compassionate vegan fare. We wish the creative citizens of Austria a celebratory national day. Up next on Noteworthy News, a United Kingdom dormitory is lauded as having the best sustainable design. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more excellent news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. In sustainable living news, a United Kingdom university offers earth-friendly living. The University of Bradford in West Yorkshire has opened The Green, a more than 40 million euro student eco-village. It includes townhouses and apartments with patios and gardens and over 1,000 bedrooms. Residents are able to monitor their energy and water use and receive low usage rebates on their bills. Moreover, the dormitory received the highest score ever from the Building Research Establishment Environmental Assessment Method, a sustainable design evaluation used in many countries. Among the site's other features are a central pond to collect rainwater, hot water partly produced by solar energy, and highly efficient insulation to lower the need for heating. Congratulations, University of Bradford, on this wonderful endeavor. May The Green lead to more schools and organizations adopting designs that tread lightly on our precious planet.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Ndebele, a language spoken in South Africa, entitled Two Question.
Umbalisi wathi, ngilembuzo embili. Uma ungaphendula umbuzo wokuqala, akudingakali ukuthi uphendule owesibili. Wasesithi umbalisi, ulenwele ezingaki? Esinye isifundi saphendula, 120 million. Wambuza umbalisi, wazi kanjani? Akudingakali ukuthi ngiphendule umbuzo wesibili.
And now for a heartline from Ms. Roberta Beach, whose animal sanctuary was featured on Remarkable Canine Rescues, Silver Walk Beagle and Hound Sanctuary, the Humane Society serving Clark County and Houston SPCA on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I viewed the program and am awed and humbled to have been included with the Humane Society of Clark County and the Houston Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Thank you for your gifts and generosity, which the dogs here at Silverwalk continue to enjoy. The beds are constantly in use. Supreme Master Ching Hai's generous gift also made it possible to vet multiple senior dogs this year. Again, thank you. I will share the program on my blogs and website. All will be well. Roberta, a.k.a. Bobby from Cape Girardeau, United States.
Compassionate Roberta, thank you so much for your kind note. We wish you and your lovely canine friends much health, happiness, and an abundance of shared love. May heaven's grace be with you and all the peace-loving people of the United States. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering the Silver Walk Beagle and Hound Sanctuary $10,000 extra for medical and needed care, with all love and many hugs and kisses for the humans and dogs there.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your sacred stay on earth be filled with divine inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. At the World Conference on Social Health Markers, delegates from 120 countries and international organizations adopt the Declaration of Rio de Janeiro to help bring equality and reduce barriers to universal access to health care.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Tun Abdul Razak and Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono reaffirm a mutual commitment to resolve the maritime border dispute in the South Sulawesi Sea as they call for an expediting of continued negotiations.
As part of a total donation of 20,000 tons of grain, valued at $24 million, the Chinese government delivers over 8,000 tons of wheat and 700 tons of rice in a first batch of emergency food provisions to assist drought-affected Ethiopians.
To aid the flood-stricken in Somalia, which currently is also beset by conflict, aid charity Save the Children flies a plane into Mogadishu, carrying humanitarian supplies for 9,000 families. That includes hand-washing soap, emergency shelter materials, and water purification tablets.
Cuban Vice President Esteban Lasso embarks on a 7-day friendship tour to Africa, where he is meeting with leaders in countries that include Ghana, Tanzania, Mali, and Equatorial Guinea.
Newlyweds King and Queen of Bhutan, Their Majesties Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Jetsun Pema begin a 9-day trip to India, their first official visit overseas, with His Majesty meeting with Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to discuss developmental cooperation.
In response to an emergency appeal by humanitarian organizations, Canada is sending $11 million to assist Pakistani residents in their efforts to rebuild following massive flood.
Best-selling vegan author Rory Friedman is hosting the Los Angeles, USA premiere of Veducated, a documentary that follows three people for 6 weeks as their lives are transformed by their understanding and commitment to the plant-based diet.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.